fifth parak of Bamitzia, third Mishnah. Mochalos hasadu nasla mixes damin. Person sold a field, and he paid a part of the payment, but not the full amount. Amalai, a mosu shetils havi mois, a tol shalcho. He says that whenever you want to bring money, in other words, finish off the payment, then it will be yours. It's us to do that. So it's very unclear what the Mishnah is talking about. And the Gemara says like this. It's talking about a case where you made a condition that when you bring the money later on, the seal will be brought to you retroactively. So now, in this interim period that he paid half the money, it's not clear what's going to happen. If he brings the rest of the money, it retroactively belongs from the beginning to the one who bought it. If he's not going to bring the rest of the money, it remained in the Rishus of the Meicha. And therefore, we have a problem that no, it's also because you can have fruit of the land. Who's going to eat the fruit of the land? If the Meicher, the one who sold it, is going to eat the fruit of the land, we're concerned that maybe the sale will not go through. And it ended up that basically the Meicher, we're concerned that the sale will go through. The sale will go through. It retroactively belongs to the one who bought it. And the Meicher is even the payers as an extra rights because he basically lent money to the one who bought it, because the one who bought it should have paid everything in advance because retroactively the sale finished earlier. And the one who bought it cannot eat the fruit because maybe the sale will not go through. And it ended up that the money he gave to the Meicher was really a loan to the Meicher, which is eventually going to go back to him. And in the meantime, the Koine is eating the fruit of the land. So basically, if that is the nusach of the agreement, neither of the two could sell it. Depending on what the agreement is, one of the two would be, possibly could be, permitted to eat the fruit. For example, if he said that it will be sold to you only, the sale will take place only when you pay me everything. So it comes out that Betzen wasn't sold till he's going to pay everything. So the money he gave in advance is really a loan. So in this case, the koine is allowed to eat the fruit because the other way around, the meicher is allowed to eat the fruit because he didn't give a loan. But the one who bought it, who paid part of it in advance, gave a loan and he would not be able to eat the fruit. Okay. He lent him and they made the sada, the field of the loiva, the one who borrowed the money, as a mashkan vamala. They made an agreement that if you don't pay me by 3 years, then I get the field. Even though the field is worth more than the value of the loan, still harei shalot is permitted. Why does this work? So first of all, it's made in a fashion that the sale take place retroactively. That's to avoid certain problems in kinyanim asmachta. But aside from that, the agreement is that if you pay me any time within 3 years, you pay me the regular amount. Only if you go over the border of 3 years, and that's in that second of time, it will cause them to have to pay this knas of having to give the entire field. So this is not ribis. Ribis is when you're paying for the cumulative amount of time that the money was lent over. But if we see that you have it for a year and there's no payment, and a year and a second, then suddenly you get a one lump payment, that's a knas, not considered ribis.